Welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis, the group of many who speak as one. And here to introduce you to Galexis is the channel, Ginger Metro.
Hello, and welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis. My name is Ginger Metro, and I channel Galexis. Galexis is a group of beings from many levels and dimensions who speak as one. And they will be bringing you an important message today and taking your questions and on topics of interest to you. Galexis's focus is always to show you ways you can take greater charge of your life, your mission, and your purpose. To learn more about Galexis, check out the website galexisspirit.com. That's GalexisSpirit.com. And also, for those of you who listen to the station for the first time or listen to this particular program for the first time, or even if you've listened to this program several times, if you have any feedback to us or like to let us know about anything that you have felt or experienced as a result of listening to this program, then feel free to go to the website and write us and give us your feedback. We welcome all kinds of feedback, even if you have a critique. We'd be willing to listen to that and check that out. And also, while you're there, sign up for our newsletter, free newsletter of the Galexis News, and it will be there will be an article that we send out periodically, maybe certain releases and just things like that that you might find interesting and useful on your journey. Okay, so shortly I'm going to go into trance and Galexis will be with you. Now, just to let you know that once the message is over, the number to call in on when Galexis says they're opening the lines is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And this is if you're in the U.S. or Canada. And check the BBS radio page on Channel 1 for other lines that are available. And so now I'll be going to trance. There'll be a quiet moment, a few seconds of silence. And then Galexis will be with you. And I will not be back at the end of the program. Galexis will close the program. So goodbye from me for now, and have a wonderful time with Galexis. All right. We are here. We are Galexis. It is a pleasure for us to speak with you today and to be with you. And we can sense some of your presence. Just mentally say hello to us, and we can connect with you, send you light and energy and love if you so desire. Now, today we are going to talk about ramping up, amping up the momentum. Now, momentum is a certain force that you can feel if you get a vision going, if you activate and move towards a vision, move towards a particular dream or a certain kind of manifestation that you desire, that your soul calls for, that you yearn for. When you move forward towards that, you are basically commanding your universe, your reality, to produce that which you desire and to bring it to you, to unfold it in such a way that you can work with it, that you can build your momentum, and you can move in the direction you choose to go. Now, momentum is not something that you discover if your goal is a short-term fixed kind of thing. Because by the time you get it, the momentum, if there is any kind of momentum, pretty much stalls out. But if you have a longer-term vision, a longer-range perception that of what you want your reality in your life to be, how you want it to feel, how you want it to show in your physical form, then you might want to build a momentum. And indeed, it is almost necessary. Now, once you feel a momentum, it is as if all the effort and the energy that you're putting in to your project, into your future, kicks in a sense, automatically. There's a sense of attraction to you of those things that you can see are the unfoldment. Now, the first thing that happens very often when you initiate a momentum or you initiate a program of any sort, you have to put effort into it. You have to be focused. You have to figure out exactly what and precisely what you need to do and need to look at it and ask for assistance and help from people or from spirit helpers or whomever you need to kind of get the energies together, to weave together this sense of resonance, the sense of vibration that you're looking for, the motions that you're feeling out there for your future that's you're heading for. You want to bring some aspect of them here in the present and look for them and work towards feeling those here. Now, the tangible stuff comes later, but the intangible stuff, the feeling, the thinking, the way you perceive stuff, the way you respond and flow with stuff, that's now. And you first have to activate and create a track towards a particular direction. Now, this track is not a linear track. In other words, it's not step by step by step by step. This track can be an exponential track. And indeed, what a momentum is the clicking in of a flow in on this momentum, on this track. Okay, now, one of the important things about momentum is that as you activate momentum, that at first it's not going to feel like it clicks in by itself. It's going to take effort, right? A lot of people get discouraged, and so their momentum doesn't get to kick in. Also, some people, when they get a little bit of discouragement, they go into fantasy, and they get distracted and run off track. Now, the way to get a momentum going is, in a sense, to really be connected with who you are emotionally, being, in a sense, connected to your vision of yourself is your soul, is a certain sense of divine nature. And as you do that, and as you feel more of who you are in the present, you start to attract and draw the energies of the magic, the synchronicities to click in and so on, from the future to you. And then as you move towards that without getting distracted and going into fantasy and doing this, that, or other, you can then allow it to kick in. You can allow your soul, your divine nature, to start pulling you. So what we suggest at this particular time on the planet with all the chaos, we've talked about the chaos, we've talked about the darkness, we talked about the importance of emergence, is that for you to be able to emerge, you've got to face your darkness. We've talked about that. You've got to get things going. But the main thing is that you need to have a vision. A vision of the future. You've got to have a sense of where this world is going and your place in this world. Not the form of the actual career you're going to have in detail, but a sense of the presence of your light and what you want to contribute, what you want to experience. And sometimes just the experiencing of it is a contribution. All right, so go there first. Then love yourself. Then feel the love for you. Feel the divine love that's there. Then connect with that future you that you aim to become. And then draw a line of light between you, the you you are now, and the future you there. A line of light. And make a choice. That's my track. Head that way. You know, sometimes if you go and sit with your future self in meditation, you just go say, okay, 2 years in the future, and you go sit with your future self. It can be very exciting. It can be very surprising, even. Your future self may be living in a different place, may be doing different kinds of things than you expected. But one thing that will be there that you want to look for, and this is the way you choose which future you go to, because you have a pretty much infinite number of futures. The future you choose to go to is the one who feels and owns the success and the love. And you go to that one 2 years out. Oh, yeah, they're not perfect yet, but they are closer to that success and love energy than you are, 2 years closer. And you go and be with that one and just see what their life is like. Just sit with them at breakfast table, you know. What do they eat? Probably what you're doing. You know, maybe they're doing a little bit better diet or whatever, but just experience it. Make that connection. Keep that connection up, because every time you connect with your future, you are energizing your present and infusing the present with the energies of your future. It's ramping up and amping up your speed, your progress forward. And, of course, to emerge out of the chaos and out of the darkness, to be that lighthouse for the planet, you do need to have that connection to where you're going. You need to have a momentum to bring you there, to bring the synchronicities and the magic into your track of life, so that you are pulled into your destiny, pulled into your mission, faster, more accelerated, but never too much, never too overloading, never too overwhelming. If it's overwhelming, then you'll need to love yourself in such a way that the inner child within you, who's freaking out, can be satisfied. You can take the little one within you and take him or her to her promised land, to her fantasy land, so that she doesn't or he doesn't freak out and panic and stall you. There's different things that you can do. All of this is a frequency-based process. And when you are able to do it, stay right on track with it, it is amazing, amazing how much magic you can create and how it more elegant your emergence will then be. We wish for all of you that you can ramp up your momentum, amp it up so that you're pulled into your light, pulled into your mission. All right, so we're going to open the phone lines for call-ins, and we have 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756 are the two numbers. They're also there watching if you're on your computer. There, you can find them there on your screen. So give us a call. Talk to us about whatever is of significance for you. And here's our first caller. Hello?
Hello? Hi, my name is Allison.
Hello. If you could talk a little bit louder.
My name is Melissa.
This is Melissa?
Yes.
All right. So, Melissa, what would you like to discuss today?
Well, it's real interesting. You were just talking about panicking and freaking out, and that's kind of what's going on for me right now. I have a 25-year-old son who just got back from Iraq, and I'm really, really concerned about him. He's showing signs of post-traumatic stress. Mm-hmm. And I he's in Colorado and I'm in Texas, and so I just don't know. Not sure what to do. You know, and it's real hard to stop myself from worrying.
Oh, of course. Of course you're
to control that.
You're so connected. You're so emotionally connected to him, his experience. Yeah, this post-traumatic stress disorder is something that it's taking a lot for the government, for people to recognize that is the impact of war. And it's more difficult for those who are sensitive or those who have a depth of self, and for those who have a certain level of maybe openness or flow or creativity. It's much more difficult to handle the harshness, because it war does tend to shock the system. It just traumatizes amazingly. And so
right.
So you're tuning in on the vibrations. And so you probably notice it at night, yes?
Yes.
Right, because as you go to bed, and you know that, you know, it's time for him to go to bed as well, and that is often a time where the disturbance can be at its greatest.
Mm-hmm.
And it can keep a person from sleeping well, which, of course, runs down their immune system, runs down their body, and so on. And what we're picking up here is that you have to be careful to avoid is that, you know, even though you are his mother, and you will always be his mother, it is not your role to carry his issues on you.
Right.
And you're carrying his issues on you does not help him, nor does it help you. And so there's a tendency for you to pick them up at night, because that's when most people are a little bit more open, especially when you fall asleep, your subconscious becomes more open and receptive and so on. And things that you've been worrying about during the day settle in. And we would suggest that you're also carrying some psychic burdens of his, trying to, in a sense, discharge it for him on a psychic level. Are you at all aware of this?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. So here's what we would recommend that you do. Because, first of all, what you need to do for him is you need to hold a resonance of balance, just a resonance of light for him. Because if you get disturbed, if you feel that you are worrying, that gives him more of a sense of burden. Because not only does he have his own issues, but other people are worrying about him. And so he feels kind of, in a sense, pressured about that. Do you understand?
Right. Yes.
It feels like I feel guilty because I'm making all these other people suffer too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know how to end my suffering, so it's just an extra load. It's an extra pressure. You see. So what you want to do is hold a resonance of light first. That's number one. And the way you do it is before you go to sleep at night, then you sit down and you just allow yourself to open up to your divine essence. Just imagine an incredibly beautiful light of your own divine self, the part of you that knows who you are, knows your divinity, and just let this self infuse you with light. Now, if that's hard to imagine, then bring in your higher self or bring in your spirit guide or call us. We'll be very happy to come as well. And to call us, you just imagine a starry sky, right? And some of those stars come together and form a giant star that sends a beam of light down to you, which by the time it reaches you is a column of light surrounding you, a shimmer, and a sense of love and support and nurturing. And you can just let yourself be infused. Just receive light and love and essence until you kind of drench yourself with it. And just drench it. Now, knowing and remembering who you are is absolutely important, because you cannot hold a sense of balance through the chaos. And particularly in this type of circumstance where you have someone who is really going through their chaos while you are, you know, flopping around in there too. So you feel the divinity, you ground it in, you sense it coming into you, the top of your head, throughout your whole torso, down through your arms and legs, down to the toes and fingers, and down into the ground, until you are like a great tree. You know, just let the light just infuse you, and then it just expand out of you until you feel really infused with light. And make it up if you don't feel anything, but just imagine it. Make it up, okay? Now, once you do that, that's number one. Number two, then see your son. Imagine your son is sitting in front of you, and you're looking at him. You know what he looks like, and you feel your love for him. And what we would suggest that you do, first of all, is in your mind's eye to reach over and touch his heart and to infuse his heart with the love that you have, to love him, to touch him with your love. And then call upon his divine self. And again, you can call upon a spirit guide or us or whomever to come and to infuse him with his own divine essence so that he can, in a sense, feel some healing. He can feel the love. He can feel something soothing away that incredible pain that he experienced while he was there, to soothe away the trauma Right. So just kind of do that and then seal up his energy field because it's all kind of got holes in it. Have you ever seen auras or have you ever done any psychic meditations like that with auras and things like that?
Yes, I have. It's just, yes.
All right.
And, but I've not done anything, you know, exactly like what you just described, and it just made me peaceful just listening to what you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Because he needs a connection to love, right? Not to your worry.
Yes.
So once you do that, then just kind of, as he's all kind of filled up, you just let him fill up. Now, because you talk to his divine self, or you call his light self to come and do this, then it is all arranged. You're not manipulating his reality. A lot of people get very concerned when they ask for healing or something for someone else. But what you do is that you see his energy field, his aura. It's like an egg of light around him. And what you're going to see is you're going to see the disturbances that he's going through, the post-traumatic shock and trauma. You're going to see it registering in his brain, in his head, as dark spots. Okay? So in this meditation, you just kind of, after you give him some nice love and he's drenched with love, you're going to see that there's these dark spots in his brain. And so what we would suggest that you do is that you talk to him, mentally talk to him in this meditation, and tell him that he's back, it's all going to be okay, and for him to remember who he is, that you love him, and that if he's willing, you would like to clear and have cleared these dark spots out of his brain. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. And so you can sense, you can imagine and sense whether his greater self, his higher self, in a sense, gives you a certain permission to do that. You'll just sense that. And it's okay. If he has some reason to go through this that you're not aware of, and he may not even be aware of it too, in some cases, some people have to go through this because of what they're going to be doing later in their life. And so, for example, some people do it so that they really learn compassion, and then their life mission may change to helping and he'll heal other people who are, you know, suffering the same way. So you just don't know what he's going to choose to do with this, you see. So you may find some resistance, and if there is resistance, then you just continue filling up his aura with love and light. And his aura doesn't have a really good boundary. The aura may look like, you know, something has taken bites out of it, okay? It's like the form of it is not a beautiful, smooth egg, but it may look kind of like an amoeba, you know? So if that's the case, then you want to straighten it out and in your mind's eye just shape it up and seal it so that he doesn't have a lot of energy lost. Now, that you can do. Now, if he accepts the healing, then what you do is that in your mind, you just go in there and you just wash away the dark spots in his brain. If he has resistance, then you ask his higher self and his divine self to open him up to healing at the most opportune and special time for him that is important for him so that he can learn what he needs to learn or do what he needs to do. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're certainly welcome. And then after that, you go to bed and just let us or some spirit guide that you may be fond of, just let us touch you a little bit. You know, just gently touch you, calm you, and smooth everything out as you fall asleep, okay? And then when you wake up in the morning, expect to feel a little bit lighter, okay?
Yes, I definitely need that too because I woke up this morning, my jaws are sore from clenching my teeth and, you know, things that I'm doing in my sleep, which is, I don't even realize I'm doing it.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
All right, because that's the time that it's critical, is right there, that sleep time in that night.
Yes.
You know, that's where the brain has to do a rejuvenation. And so that's where the whole brain dysfunctional stuff, the shock that's registered in the body, in the brain, has to be processed. You see?
Okay.
So if you can do that and also, you know, feel free any time during the day also to call on us and just ask us to take your worry. Okay? You don't have to carry this worry. It's not going to give you spiritual points. Right? But if you start to worry about yourself, about, you know, any other members of your family as well as your son, you know, just, you know, call and say, you know, I'm worrying again. Right? Hey, Alexis, you know, come, let me give you some worry here. You know, it won't hurt us, nor will it hurt the person who channels us. It, you know, it doesn't stick with us because it's not our frequency. You see? And also, it helps you become aware that you're worrying. And it also, by doing something, kind of empowers you. And it makes you feel like you've done something, you see?
Definitely, yes.
All right. All right, well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, well, maybe we'll see you later tonight then.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear one. All right, farewell. Yeah, you see in the darkness all the different challenges that are there. You see, and it can be not just you. It could be your family. It can be someone that you love, your parents, your, you know, children, grandchildren. It can be your friends. It can be, we know people who have a friend who's dying of cancer, you know, and it's just, it's a rough situation to take someone else and to keep yourself steady throughout the darkness. The lines are open, so feel free to call us again. Call us, and we would like to talk with you and, about whatever topic you would like to speak about. This is definitely a pivotal time on the planet, and we do know that for many of you, it's very challenging, mainly because in your culture, you don't have a big support system to help a person through the darkness. Generally, people are expected to kind of make it through on their own. And sometimes when people are flailing about and struggling in their and facing their own darkness and their own chaos, they don't have the financial wherewithal to go and seek help. And even if they do seek help, if you go to like a government agency, it's changing, but they're still, in a sense, most of the people who are there, if you're going to get, you know, free treatment, it may not take you where you need to go, even though it's better than nothing if you can help. But it's very important for you to really find the help, to receive the help, to heal as much as you can at this particular time. And we have another caller. Hello?
Hello, Galaxis?
Yes.
This is Brian from Indiana.
Hello, Brian.
How are you?
All right. So what would you like to discuss?
Well, I would really like to know why I'm feeling a strong connection ever since this lifetime, maybe beyond, but why I have my favorite color is blue.
Mm-hmm.
I have a strong resonance with the color blue. And I was wondering why. What is it? Like a past lifetime? Why is blue my favorite color?
Well, it's, you know, it might have something to do with what some of your life focus is about, okay? Now, you know the traditional chakras that people discuss, the seven traditional chakras.
Yes,
there's also, of those chakras, they all are assigned generally a particular color.
Yeah.
Okay? And so the blue color, absolutely beautiful, glorious blue, is generally associated with the throat chakra. So what we are suggesting here is this, is that if you're very strongly attracted to blue and it feels so wonderful down deep inside, it just feels so connected to you, it feels so vibrating to you, then what you're probably connecting to is certain aspects of the mental plane that are connected through your throat chakra and has to do with understanding and learning.
Yeah.
All right. And it's very important for you to know all sorts of things. You know, you've asked us some really interesting questions. You know, you have curiosity about everything.
Yes.
And it's part of your life path. You're not a person who's going to stop asking. You know, it's just not you. And yes. That blue connects very much to the mental, plane, right?
Yeah.
It mental plane is also, of course, connected to your brain, which also is often connected into the top two chakras. But it's the expression of it, the learning of it, of stuff, that seems to come back and forth, the learning energy, the flow of energy back and forth, in and out, and through the throat chakra to where you are going to express it through whatever form works for you, in whatever manner works for you. It could be something creative. It could be some counseling that you hold a friend's hand during their stress or something. But whatever it is, what it does is it gains certain mental focus powers.
I've been opening up to singing more, allowing my throat, the vibration, just been having to do it just openly, you know, playing around with singing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now,
also, when I look up at the stars at night, Alexis, I'm starting to see, I don't know if it's just a reflection of the Earth, maybe the stratosphere up above, I don't know, but I'm starting to see auras around, like, some of the stars. Like a bluish glow or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to pick up either the frequency or just, I don't know, some kind of radiation or light. And I was wondering, is that what I'm picking up?
That's some of it, yes.
Ah.
You see, that's also connected to your psychic experiences where you have these connections with an extraterrestrial energy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so that blue light, that's just, it's like you're picking up the auras of the stars or planets or whomever, whatever you're seeing there. And it's just, you see, now that you see that, maybe you can allow yourself to open up your allowance of safety within yourself so that you can start seeing the blue light around people, too.
Yes, I've been really focusing in on calming the mind and going into meditation and really... I bought some, it's kind of funny real quick, I bought some earmuffs to block out the distraction of listening to everything around me, the environment. And I'm taking this to work with me where I can just start to hear my own heartbeat and to focus on just allowing to connect with my higher self.
Mm-hmm. That'll work.
I believe that's one way.
Mm-hmm. That's one way to do it.
Yes.
Now, one of the things, though, that we can see that can be a problem for you, that can be an obstacle for you, and that is that you can get overly aligned to the mental. And
I see what you're saying.
And in a sense, not move the energy all the way through the physical. In a sense, it can get kind of stuck in the mental and get, you know, and it sludges down some in the emotional, and then it doesn't make it through the physical. So one of the ways for you to ground this so that it becomes more whole and more complete and you feel much more balanced and calm within yourself is for you actually to have a very energetic outlet for your physical body.
Yes.
Okay, like dancing or running or... you know, bicycling or playing tennis or something.
Yes,
your body is telling us that it wants to bring some of this energy down to earth.
So more of the grounding,
Yes, for more to ground it. And it also will bring you more into feeling and knowing and in your emotional, and you'll be able to start balancing more feminine with that very strong masculine, very serene masculine, but to be able to bring in more of the feminine and the emotional into it, because you have some historical background as far as your own other lifetimes of being like monks and so forth. So you can get too much into that whole Asian, you know, male, austere, don't speak, you know, silent meditation.
Yeah, I'm not into that anymore. I want to
Right. That's their past, right? So you want to bring it live and free and vibrant and emotionally expressive and just loving and caring and dancing into your current life.
I know the dancing of the body will really shake the energy and into embodiment, the body, to really even to enhance the ability to channel. Is this true?
Yeah, if you don't have a good outlet for your body yeah. will give you a problem if you try to channel. It will give you health issues. In
yeah.
the old days, you noticed that a lot of the old trance channels, the old trance mediums, you know, they
yeah.
were all had tremendous health problems. And so
okay.
you don't want to, you know, allow yourself to link into that frequency.
Yes, real quick, Alexis, I ordered some stuff on detoxification of the body and to drink plenty of water. So I planned on going through a detoxification program for about 3 months.
Yes, we recommend detoxification. And if you
yeah.
can do some colonics, too, that would be good.
What was that one more time?
Colonic.
Colonics?
Yes, get your colon cleaned out.
Yes, that's what it is. It flushes the whole body out, the colon.
Right,
the
right.
Everything.
But the colonic, you want to go to a colon therapist and get it irrigated.
Okay.
All right, because that'll bring some of the toxins out of your colon. Thank you, dear one, for calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and God bless, Galaxy.
Yeah, thank you, dear one, and you for you, too, as well. Farewell.
Bye-bye.
All right. So very interesting things coming up in this phase and in this chaos and as we move through these interesting times. So if any of you want to call us, the line is open once again. And to give us a call, as we said before, it's 877-876-5227 or any of the other numbers that show there on your on the website there of the BBS Radio. Now, one of the things we do notice in this reality is the way it's unfolding. We want to make mention of it here because so many of you who have been walking a spiritual path have felt that you've been pushed to the fringe. You've been judged, you've been ridiculed, you've been laughed at, made fun of. And, you know, you can, it's easy to make fun of a new age type person because, hey, you know, not long ago there was someone who channeled Barbie, you know? And so the mainstream can have a field day with this kind of thing. So what we would like to suggest here is for you to imagine a future in which those of you who now are spiritual and finding your ways to balance and become grounded and whole human beings to bring in your divine love and light and to share with other people and to shine your light on the planet and get your global work, your personal and global missions accomplished, that in this process of doing that, that you, in your loving yourself and building your momentum and so on, imagine a society in which spiritual people will be asked on mainstream media for their opinion of something and not to laugh at them either. That any kind of broadcast on some kind of spiritual or alternative topic will not always end with some kind of naysayer, critic, debunker who is laughing and like, oh, yeah, right, they think that this is blah, 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 and science, blah, 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 and it's really not been proven, and they're in pipe dreams and blah, 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 and all that kind of crap, all right? Imagine instead that you can listen to a broadcast and a beautiful spiritual authority can give an opinion that is well thought out and is accepted by the mainstream, and that all of you can be accepted by the mainstream. All right, just think about that. All right, we have another caller. Hello.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm not really sure. I wasn't following, so I don't know if you're doing phone readings or not.
Okay, can you speak a little bit louder?
Yes, I was saying I was not following the program. I'm not sure if we're doing readings or not.
And whether we're doing readings, we're not doing readings on the program very much, but unless you ask us, you want to ask us a question, we can respond to it. What would you like to know?
Oh, I simply like to know, there's a friend of mine that I haven't seen or heard from in a while, and I was wondering if I would see or hear from him sometime near future.
All right. Do you want to hear from them in the future?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Are you willing to take any actions towards finding where they are?
Oh, sure. Well, I know they're here in Seattle, but they're tied up.
All right. Well, just call on the ethers, on the energies that are. Call your spirit helpers and say, you know, I feel drawn to find out about so-and-so. So would you please, you know, connect us. Bring us back into connection, please. That's all you really need to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay. Because, see, it's really your will that's involved here.
Oh, I see.
It's not like whether there is anything written in stone as to whether you will find out about this person or not, because you're creating your reality from moment to moment. So our suggestion is for you to take empowerment and claim your reality as something that you do create for yourself and give yourself the opportunity to find support and help from your spirit helpers and get them to pull into you, into your life, what you would like to have there.
Sure. Okay.
You know, think about it. You know, think about how positive and how wonderful your life can be if things that you desire, things that you want, you can ask for, and you can bring them in. If you feel that somehow or another you're supposed to live according to some kind of plan, but you don't know all the details of the plan, or that there is such a thing as fate, that you don't really know what your fate is, and so forth, you're living kind of blind. You know, and it's not that much fun. You're not really acknowledging the power of the divine you that you are. So our suggestion is to have much more fun with your life. And if you want to know about something, ask. Call the universe. It's amazing how magic works. There's synchronicities happening all the time. Haven't you ever wondered about somebody, the phone rings, or you get an email and there they are? You know? Just little things like that. You know that this will happen like that, too. Your curiosity, I wonder where they are. I wonder what's going on. Ring, you know. It could be happening any moment.
Okay,
but you see, when you think of somebody with love, you're putting a finger of light out and touching them somewhere.
Mm.
They may think of you. They may, I think I'm going to call her. Or I think do I have her? Do I know somebody who knows where she is? I think I'll get in touch with her. You know, you just never know how it's going to affect them, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
It's so interesting that you call, too, because we also want to let you know with your vibration, you've got some beautiful colors in your energy field, which say that you have a lot more power to create realities than you have given yourself at all any credit for.
Oh.
You've got some really good stuff going on in there. Some good talent. Some good capacity. Some gifts. So we sense that at some point, when you're ready, you can let your gifts open up. Yes? When you feel safe enough, okay?
Sure, yes. I look forward to that happening sooner than later.
Okay, good. Well, you know, the more that you call in your spirit helpers, the more you call in for help, and not as a petitioner, not like a child begging God, please take care of me, but as a friend. You know, don't put anybody on pedestals over you, even us, okay?
Sure.
All right. But just call his friends and say, hey, come on, let's together, let's do this. Let's create that, you see. And your reality will start unfolding. You'll be brought things that you will need to heal. Sometimes people see those as obstacles, but they're not. If you will heal them, if you will tackle them and look at them and be with them, you'll be amazed at what messages you get, what you learn, and you become stronger and more empowered. And then your realities get better and better and better. But you have gifts. You have gifts that are in there. Beautiful, beautiful colors. You rich, rich, gorgeous colors in your energy field. And you have a very deep capacity for intuition and very spiritual creativity.
Thank you. I'm hoping that will help me in some way and to attract.
All right. Well, You know, and on the process, realize that things are going to show up in your reality that might make you really angry, and not to judge yourself about it anymore. Not to judge yourself about getting angry. You have a perfect right to get angry if that comes up. A perfect right to stand up for your boundaries. Okay, we want to mention that because a lot of times that is too disturbing and too shocking an energy to have anger around. And so as a result, you don't tap into your strengths. You don't feel empowered. You feel, you know, powerless somehow. So when you get power there, when you own that your power is in there and that you can love yourself and you can love others and you can be angry at others and you can feel under the anger there's all this passion and power, you can heal and do some amazing things. You can take charge of your life in a marvelous way and attract and magnetically attract really absolutely wonderfully interesting people to you. Hello? All right. Well, thank you. And so the line is open for anyone else who would like to speak. We have some more minutes. And there's all sorts of wonderful things going on. This is a time, actually, and the reason we brought it up for that dear one who just called was and that there's so much just under the surface, just ready to pop. Is because that's what this chaos period is about. This period on the planet, personally and universally, is a time for great new visions, envisioning something new, something beautiful, something of a new template, a template of power, of love, of safety, and of freedom. And most people do not feel that those four quality can coexist. But in the new template, they do. Can you feel safe and free at the same time? Can you feel power and safety at the same time? Can you feel love? Can you be in a loving relationship and be free at the same time? You see, those are the four cornerstones, as we see it, of the new template of your life. Now, anything that you dream in your future, we suggest highly that you use these four qualities of power, of safety, of love, and of freedom. And envision whatever form that you would like to manifest, whatever manifestation circumstances you would like to have, to imagine what would it be like to live in that sense of safety while you're having that manifestation, in your freedom, in your love, and feeling the love, giving and receiving the love, and feeling your power. Feeling your power. So many people don't see power and safety working together either. This reality has been long time been an unsafe reality. It has been based on fear. And people can manipulate and control other people by fear. And these fears, the biggest fears that people can be manipulated and controlled by are fears of humiliation, fears of rejection and abandonment, fears of separation and isolation, exclusion. All those fears may have to be faced in the darkness, but you can dream a new dream without them. You can dream a dream in which you feel safe. But be aware, you cannot dream them as the young adult normally dreams them, even if you are in your early 20s yourself. Recognize that the young adult part of you doesn't know what reality is really like and how to work with it. And as such, tends to spend most of his or her time in fantasy, an imagination, marvelous imagination, but still a fantasy, still a kind of a one-dimensional success. What you want to imagine is what safety really is. Not that you're not going to have $20 million to feel safe. You see? Safety is a state of mind that you can have without a penny to your name. Amazingly, as it could seem. These qualities, the fear that erodes them, you know, is part of the old reality. But these qualities are such that these, if you can really step into it and claim them, you can have them under any circumstances. You can have them even if you feel all alone, or if you have, you've been fired from your job. You see, sometimes being fired from your job or losing your work gives you an incredible amount of freedom. If you could feel safe, knowing that you're going to create something else better, then you can approach your future with some optimism. It is a time for some really amazingly creative opportunities, amazing possibilities. And you're going to learn between now and perhaps the next couple of years how to surf the wave of possibility. We call it surfing the wave. Just surfing. And in a sense, the surfing the wave idea is this flow, is this momentum, is this elegance. And everything that comes to you, everything that appears to you, that shows up to you, is an opportunity or a possibility. And you can make a choice depending on what you desire, what you prefer. And you can keep choosing the ones that give you the greatest sense of power, the greatest sense opportunities for, you know, love and freedom. The only one that's tricky is the safety. Most people don't know what it really means to be safe. They have fantasies about it. You maybe have not felt safe since you were a child. So some people have difficulty with safety, the concept of it, or the feeling, the real feeling of safety. So we would highly suggest that in meditation, for you to go to a place in your meditation, a beautiful place in nature that's absolutely, completely, and totally safe for you. And if you have nature associated somehow with not being safe, like, you know, it's filled with snakes and scorpions or insects, biting insects and, you know, wild animals and attacking this and that. If you have that kind of projection, the survival of the fittest stuff on nature, then see yourself in a beautiful, beautiful building in which you feel really secure and safe, where you look out on a beautiful expanse of nature and a beautiful view. You know, you can have your house on the mountain over the ocean and have an stunning, extraordinary view in your safe place. So we would highly recommend that you put some time, some effort into building a sense of safety. Go there to your safe place and just feel it. And just get into what does safety feel like? What would it feel like if I knew I was completely and totally safe. Nothing would happen to me. Nothing would harm me. And what would it be if I was so totally secure that nothing, you know, bad would happen anywhere? Then you would be getting into the sense of safety of a child. Then the sense of safety as an adolescent is the sense that no matter what you do, you're okay. It's okay. You're okay. Nobody's going to get on your case. Nobody's going to ridicule you, nothing. You're safe. You're safe. Whatever you do, you're okay. You can smile and be part of a group or not. It doesn't make any difference. You won't be taking it personally. What would it feel like to be that safe when you're around anybody, anywhere, anytime? What would it be like, right, as a young adult to feel safe, to have a certain confidence, to have in your imagination, to know that you can imagine and create some new possibility, some new opportunity that you can unfold something good for yourself. What if you could rely on your own creations? You can feel safe. You can trust yourself. You can build the energies of this, the feelings, the sensings of it. And when you do this, the other three, the power, the love, the freedom, which are, in a sense, a little easier for you to define, a little bit closer to being real, you can weave them in so that you get all four in your safe place, which is your place of power, your place to give and receive love with your divine nature, with your divine self. And the incredible, incredible freedom to be you, to be who you are, to feel and think whatever you feel and think, to do whatever you feel and think you want to do, to be free, to respond, to act, to play, to laugh, however you want to take it, whatever your journey is. So know that this future that you will determine is be determined by what you will give yourself in your safe place within you. You can establish a new reality this way with a lot of magic and a lot of miracles. It has been a pleasure for us to speak with you today. Indeed, we've covered some very interesting topics. And if you have any feedback on this radio show, please go to the website, galexisspirit.com, and write us an email. And also, if you happen to be in or live in the L.A. area, we have a couple of weeks of Wednesday nights at the Gateway. You could check it out if you're in the L.A. area by going to the website and clicking on Wednesday. And you'll find all the details that you need. We're having some very magical time. And as we said, it's a pleasure speaking with you. We can send some of your lights, and we send you our love and our light. Farewell for now.